Rashi lemishmeret lemenida, mashma the tzricha shimur ad sheyazim hin. Your mama shav to kseder have your daf, your mind, watching the paradumam, you have to have a shmirah. Mamish till the end, up until you take the water, mama spritz it on the tummy. So you can't say that b'shasti making the water, you don't need a shmirah. Elul mars like this, lamute hashlochas eitz eres v'yezo v'shnisalas. The lav gufa de parninu. On this avoidant, the inyan of taking the cedar wood, and taking the azoid, and taking the shnisalas that we have was wrapped up together. And these three things now you have to throw it into the Asha, the fire of the burning of the paradumas, there does not need a shmirah. Because that's not a din in the paradum itself. The pasuk says, lemishmeres lemedidah means anything to do with the actual par itself, you have to always watch. You can't have a hesek hadas. Mashenkin here, when you're throwing in these three things, since it's not part of the guf of the parum, even though it's a mitzvah for the parum, but it's not the actual paradum itself, here there's no psul hesek hadas. So that's the meat. But any avoid you're doing to the actual paradum itself, that is what it says, lemishmeres lemeinidah, you have to watch it. You can't afford to be mesiach das. It becomes possible. Moses Itma, shchitas paro bizar. What's going to be if you shech the paradumah with the zar? So far we had a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says it's possible and Shmuel says it's kosher. So there's another machlokes. Rabbi Yami Yomak Sherev, he holds it's kosher like Shmuel. Rabbi Yisud Naf, Ramak Sula like Rav. Ulu Ramak Sherev, Ulu also says it's kosher. Vyarmu Lab Sula, some say no, he meant to say it's possible. Mosev Ravoshi Varaba, Lisu al Rav. He asked if Rakashi wants to bring a Ryan to Rav. To say what? That the Paradum is possible if it was not done with the Kohen Gadol. Now bring your Ryan. Why? Ein Liyela Hazoes Meimeho, Shein Sherem Beisha. I only know that the Hazoah Menel, when you're spritzing the water of the Paraduma, that's not kosher with an Isha, Kibish. The Yang Sherim Melabiyoin. Who are then you can only do it by daytime and not at nighttime? Minai and the Rabbi Shchitosoin. The Kabbalah's Dono. How do I know that the Shah Shchit of the Paraduma, it's also possible with an Isha? And who are then you can't do it at night? Who are then the Kabbalah's Dono? The Hazoah's Dono. The Sreifosom. Who are then the burning of the Paraduma is possible by an Isha? Even just throwing in the eighth eris and the eighth of the shnisalas into the fire also is possible with an isha. Talmud loyna Torah. The pasuk says Torah. Mashma one halacha to all the avoiders of the paraduma that is possible with an isha. Said Rashi. Minayin the rabbi shchitoso the kabbalas doma the hazoyas doma shreifoso vashlochas eighth eris the eighth of the last the loyek sherem ela biyoyim. The kulak sibu or a lezer or a koyin. Hey, that's treaty. You can't have a lady to do it. The pasuk says either a lezer or a koyin. So the chiddush is that you have to do it daskin b'yom and not b'layla. So the pasuk says what Torah? There's one halacha for all the halachas of the paraduma. Rashi Talmudim at Torah. Torah zois chukas haTorah. Torah achas tchol avodasom. There's one halacha for all the avodas that it can only be done daskin b'yom and not at night time. That's the loch of the paraduma. Yochel, I would think, shani mar ba'af ha'sifa saforam, maybe even collecting together the ashes of the burnt paraduma, umilu mayim v'kiddush, who are then fetching the water, or else who are then putting the ashes into the water, making the kiddush, also is possible, alaylam, ta'amulay mezois, the pasuk says zois, no, only the first avodis, adavke b'yoyim, and not b'laylam. Mashenkin gathering the ashes and putting the water in, that's kosher even b'layla. Rashi Talmudim Zois. Es hakosif kan kayim v'yal toisif. Only what it says here needs yoyim. And don't add on more things. For the Gemara good of Amar Rayas, the Rabbi says, Eilu, l'hoitzis Eilu. Ma'ech taste of the first set of things is only kosher b'yoyim and not b'layla because the Torah says, Torah, mashma one halacha for the avoidis. And now you're telling me a mead Zois, Mashmino, only some of them, and not all of them, excluding these three things. Why are these three things different? Like, what's the difference here? So Mar says like this. Achash riba kosev. Omiyit, true. There's a ribui. A lot of things, Torah, have the same halachis. And then there's a miyit zeis. Only these things are not everything. So you have to be mechalik. Certain things, adafka b'yom and not palayla. And certain things don't have this klal. How do I make the chiluk? Or Master, I'll tell you like this. Let's learn out like this. We'll learn out all these halachas from the azor, the spritzing of the water on a tummy. Ma hazo es memeho. Just like by spritzing the actual hazo, when you're spritzing the mechatis onto a tummy. Einem sherem b'isha. Ki b'ish, it's possible by isha. It's only with an in. V'ein sherem elu b'yoyim. It's only kosher b'yoyim. Af ani yovi, the same sphere applies. Shchitosoi v'kabolas domo. V'hazo es domo. Usreifoso. V'yashlocha seiteros v'yezu shnisalas. All these things also lead after the yoim. Why? Hoyo v'yeng sherem v'isha kvish. Since in that point that they're not kosher with an isha, they're only kosher with a man, so maybe we say, just like negate to a man, they have the same halachis, who are then negate to b'yoim, and not palaylo, also they have the same halachis. So all these things can only be done after b'yoim, and not palaylo. Is a man ain't sherem mele b'yoim. Just like they're only kosher with a man and not like an isha, so in this punkt they have the same halacha, who are then to b'yayim also. These things are dafka b'yayim and not palayla. Mashenkein, umoytzi ani, I exclude though, umoytzi ani, asifa safara, collecting together the ashes of the paraduma. Umilu mayim, fetching the water. V'kiddush, putting the ashes into the water. I say these things do not need b'yayim. They can even be done b'layla. Why? Ho, you look sharem b'isha kabish. Since an isha is allowed to do these things, it's kosher with an isha. Just like an ish, as a mela, you see they're different than the other halachis. Is huadin, sherem nami b'yayim go b'layla. Huadin, they're kosher to do it even at night time. So that's the chilek, that these things don't have a man dafka done by an isha, is the huadin b'layla also. Trashi yashen sherem b'isha kivish, kalakamon. For lokach ezo v'tova b'mayim ishtor, the pasuk says an ish there. Mashenkin by the asifa safara, here it doesn't say the word ish, here even an ish is kosher. Therefore it's kosher even b'layla. For the Gemara v'hayim my tiyufta, what kind of a tiyufta is it here? The drashim is Shmuel. Where's the tiyufta from Shmuel over here? The what? Shmuel said again that the poradum is kosher bizarre. So where's the tiyufta from over here? All we said here is that an ish can't do it, but maybe a zar could do it. Like, what's the tiyufta over here? True, the paradum is possible by isha, but what's the right? Neither kind goes on, though. What's the right to Rav? Maybe it goes according to Shmuel also. Maybe as long as you have a man to do it, it's kosher. Even a zar could do it. But where do you see here you need a kind goes on? Like, where's the tiyufta of Shmuel? For the Gemara, behind my tiyufta. Elay mamida psulin. Be isha, since it's possible by isha. Psulin ami bizar. You want to tell me who a din is zar can't do it. Therefore, you'd have to need a kind goes on. Therefore, it's a kasha on Shmuel. I'll tell you no. I'll bring your raya from the inyan when you have the mechatas already. Now you somehow have to spritz it on the tomatic person. That the locher is shepsulim b'yisha, anisha is possible to do it, oksherim bazar, but you don't need a kohen gadol to do it. Even a regular kohen could do it. Even a zar could do it. So you see, it's not totally zeb zeb. Even though something's possible b'yisha, like here the shchita of the paraduma is possible b'yisha, but it could be a zar is kosher. So there's no tiyufta from Shmuel here. So Rabbi Abai says like this, Haimu Tiyufta. This is the Tiyufta you meant to say, yes, the Kash and Shmuel from this halacha here. Isha, my timer, what's the Svar why are you telling me now this new halacha? That an Isha can't do the Paraduma. She can't make the Shchita, why? Because they're Laza. The Pesach says, Laza Mashma Kohen Gadol. For La Isha, not an Isha, but Melu Huadin, Zaranami. The same Svar applies why a Zah should be possible, right to Rav, not like Shmuel. Laza, but like Zar. The Pesach says a lozus, mash medafka the coin, God has to do it, and not a zar, not another coin. So that's the kasha on Shmuel. Then why do we say an isha is possible by paraduma? Only because it says a lozer. If it says a lozer, the coin, God, not an isha, who adin? It means a lezer, the coin, God, not another zar, not another coin. So therefore it's the kasha on Shmuel, another riot to Rav. Omar Ulu says like this, kola pasha kula mashma moitzi miyad, mashma umashma mamela. The whole pasha of the paraduma, certain psukim shtim one with the other. One pasuk agrees with the next pasuk, and certain psukim don't agree with the next pasuk. There's mashma the stira in the psukim itself, so it has to be miyasha of the psukim. Like Rashi says, "Kol pasha kula shaparo, kemoi shava deseh sedura zuachazu." Like the Torah says, the psukim one after another, how you do the avoidum. Mashma moitzi miyad mashma. It's mash moitzi miyad mashma or mashma mamela. If you look into the psukim, yelach yochol hashvayis shita saparsha b'shove shiyakola mikroy shoven. You won't be able to answer all the psukim together to make it like one glatt of shat. Zem zem. Certain psukim are mashma different than the pasuk before that. Mashma pasuk zeh hechsher zeh. What this pasuk says is kosher, this one says is kosher. Or mashma hechsher zeh pasuk zeh. Or v'yesh ba mikroish mashmoish maskayim emelo. But there are certain psukim that no dushtim. All the pashas have one pshat dushtim together, like we'll soon see. So the pasuk says, "V'noasatim oiso el alozer akoyim." You have to give the paraduma to Eliezer HaKoyin. Is a diyek. Oysel Elozer, mashm only that first paraduma had to be given over to the Kohen Godum. But the Dervis, the next paraduma that was made, mashm does not need the Kohen Godum. Here it says, Nosata Oyso. This paraduma, the first one, has to go to a Kohen Godum. But not the Dervis. And Ika the army, some say no. Le Dervis the Kohen Godum. Some say, Le Dervis, you still need a Kohen Godum. Ika the army, some say, Le Dervis the Kohen Hedyit. No, Luderus, you don't need a Kohen Gadol, it's kosher even a Kohen Hedyit. Tumor says, Bishleim Laman Diyoma Luderus for Kohen Hedyit Shaper. Laman Diyoma, that a Paraduma Luderus is good by Kohen Hedyit, it's very good. And we just said, because the Pasuk says, Venosatem Oysa Lalazra Kohen. Give this one. Mashmoni, this Paraduma needs Eliezer Kohen Gadol. But other Paradumas, Luderus is kosher even a Hedyit. Elo Laman Diyoma Luderus for Kohen Gadol. But according to Man Diyoma, it says, no, even Luderus. Also, you would have need a Kohen Gadol for the Paraduma. Minolai, how do you know it? Here it says, Dafkoi, so, Mashmoni, this Paradum needs the Kohen Gadol, not other Paradumis. And the Gemara, Goma, Chuka, Chuka, Yom Kippurim. It says the word Zois Chuka Satira by Paraduma. And it says the word Chuka, Yom Kippurim. Just like Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Gadol, who was in Paraduma also always needs the Kohen Gadol. When you take out the paradum, when you carry it up to the harazesim, take it out by itself, and you should not have no other par with it. It's not like we learned. Let's say the paradum didn't want to move. You couldn't get it to budge. You can't like get another par to walk with it. Maybe now you think of walk along with it. So you can't take a second one, it's a black one. People should not say Shchoyra Shochtu. People should not think, oh, they're taking the black one for the Paraduma, that's the one they're going to shecht. So Pshita, you can't take a black one with you. You can't even take another red one with you. Why? People should not say you're doing two Shchitas at the same time. And like Rashi says, the Kaimelon, we hold Shekol Melochis, Hanafis Imo Psulas. Anything you do with the Paraduma, any other Meloch you do at the same time when you're doing the Paraduma, it makes the paraduma possible. Kedet nan kol oisrit papara mitchilo aviyat soif. Poistlen oiso. Bimloch lukamo namirinun. Vishochat oiso shlo yishchat acheresimo. That bishash doing any one of the avoidances of the paraduma, you can't do any other work at that time. So that's why you're not going to do another shchit at the same time you're shechting the paraduma. Therefore, you can't take out another one with you. So according to this what, it's a svara. It's not really gzeras akosif. Then Rebbe says no. Loimen Hashem who said this is not the svara to say why you can't take another parah with the paraduma. Ela mishum shenema. But Rebbe says Thomas Gveras Akosif. The pasuk says oiso levado. You have to take it itself by itself and nothing else with it. For the Gemara of Tanakam or Ksiv oiso. Why does the Tanakam have to have a svara to say that people should not think you're doing two paradumas like or the black one is the paraduma? The pasuk says clearly oiso. Mashmi, you have to take it by itself and nothing else with it. Why does the Tanakhama have to have a svara for? So Gemara says, Man Tanakhama Rav Shimon hi. Who is the Tanakhama here? That's Rav Shimon Shita. And we know the klal of Rav Shimon always is, the Dorish time of the Kruah. Rav Shimon always dashes time of the Kruah. Therefore, he's saying a svara. Why does the Torah say you can't have any other parah with the paraduma? For these two reasons. So Gemara says, My Benaya, what's the difference whether it's Samak Zeras Chosiv or one of these two reasons? If you take out a chamor, a donkey with the paraduma,